It's time for your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull for Tuesday, February 4th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. After several weeks of discussions, Floyd County supervisors have put a hold on the development of commercial solar energy systems in the county.
A resolution establishing a temporary moratorium on utility-scale solar energy projects.
That's Board Chair Dennis Kiefer asking for a motion to approve the resolution during Monday's supervisors' meeting. Supervisor Boyd Campbell made the motion, which was seconded by Supervisor Gloria Carr, though she said the language of the unneeded moratorium could have been fine-tuned more.
I would just like to say that the county shall not accept or approve any applications rather than just calling out Board of Adjustments, but I'm not going to get hung up on that. And then I just feel like there really is no reason to have this moratorium because our ordinance doesn't allow solar as it is. It's no harm in putting it in place either, but it is to me kind of a unnecessary thing to do because you couldn't do solar as it is today. You couldn't get a permit for solar as it is.
Supervisors voted unanimously to approve the moratorium, which does not include an end date like the moratorium established in regards to new permits for development of commercial wind energy and battery storage systems in the county. Originally set in place in late 2023, the wind moratorium has been extended several times as the county works to hammer out a new ordinance regulating the construction of wind turbines. A wind workshop mediation committee has been meeting in recent weeks to reach a compromise on that ordinance that could also avoid a potential lawsuit by Invenergy, one of two companies looking to develop wind farms of about 40 turbines each in western sections of the county. The group has a current deadline of March 3rd to reach common ground in advance of the third reading of the ordinance to make any changes official. The wind moratorium in Floyd County is currently set to expire March 17th. An early morning traffic stop near Charles City has led to drug charges against two Minnesota men and a Missouri woman. The Floyd County Sheriff's Office says a Silverado pickup was pulled over for speeding near the 227-mile marker on Highway 218 shortly after 1:30 Monday morning. After a search of the vehicle, the driver, 41-year-old James Davis of Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, plus passengers 26-year-old Causey Robinson, also of Brooklyn Park, and 40-year-old Ashley Smith of St. Louis, Missouri, were arrested on various drug charges. Davis and Smith each faced one count of controlled substance violation, a Class B felony, and possession of marijuana, a serious misdemeanor. Smith was also charged with possession of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia, with Robinson also charged with possession of marijuana. According to criminal complaints, recovered from the truck were two baggies of marijuana and two baggies of ecstasy pills, both weighing about 14 grams. FCSO says a handbag belonging to Smith contained a glass jar with three baggies of meth, totaling about 21 grams, plus a 9mm Glock handgun with extended magazine. Smith allegedly admitted to taking delivery of the handbag from a relative in St. Louis. Smith and Davis are slated for a preliminary hearing February 12th in Floyd County District Court, with Robinson's preliminary hearing set for February 21st. Both Davis and Smith are being held in the Floyd County Jail, with bail set respectively at $26,000 and $27,000 cash or surety bond. The city of Nashua has issued a boil order advisory for the entire town of Nashua. On Saturday, the city reported a water main leak in the area of Sample and Chestnut Streets, with the plan to dig on Monday. However, wastewater supervisor Nick Henningsen says, quote, at the dig site, the water pressure never stopped shooting 4 feet out of the pipe, but because so many citizens reported from all over town they lost water pressure, we are advising a water boil. Henningsen also notes, this is for drinking water only. You can still cook, bathe, etc., but the well we are using has nitrates in it. Not high to be concerned, but when you boil water longer than a couple of minutes, you boil away water and concentrate the nitrates. So please don't boil any longer than a couple of minutes. That is all that is needed, end quote. Henningsen says the city must take two samples from five different locations 18 hours apart. Thus, the boil advisory will be no less than 48 hours starting this morning when the lab opens. Contact the city with questions or for more information at 641-257-7240. Check City of Nashua, Iowa on Facebook for updates. For the second time in less than 2 weeks, the city of Nora Springs is dealing with unwanted water system issues. A city notification Saturday evening through a Floyd County, Iowa Emergency Management Agency Facebook post alerted residents to a water main break causing a disruption in service. As a result, water service was temporarily shut off to all properties east of Rock Grove Drive in Nora Springs, with crews working to resolve the issue. On Monday, City Administrator Chelsea Wood said, quote, the leak affecting Rock Grove Drive has been temporarily fixed to restore water service to the residents. However, please be aware that a more thorough repair will be necessary and will require digging at a later date. We are currently working on scheduling the full repairs and will notify the public with further details as soon as we have them, end quote. It was on January 20th, the Iowa DNR field office in Mason City received a call from the city of Norris Springs regarding a wastewater discharge due to a frozen sewer line running below the Shell Rock River. It was believed the discharge started on January 18th and continued to enter the river from a manhole on the bank of the river near the First Street Southwest Bridge. At the time, the Shell Rock River was frozen near the discharge, and while wastewater wasn't visible on the surface, it was believed to be entering under the ice. Due to frigid weather at that time, attempts to resolve the plug line were unsuccessful, and officials had to wait for warmer temps to allow for the line to be jetted. DNR environmental specialist David Knoll says the discharge ended the morning of January 22nd after the city's contractor was able to successfully use high-pressure water to jet the line and remove the blockage. A total estimated 100,000 gallons were discharged over a four-day period of time. Knoll adds that no fish kill was observed. There are now over a dozen Iowa counties under burn bans, most of them in north central and northeast Iowa. Among the latest counties to go under a burn ban is Kossuth County, approved by the state fire marshal's office and in effect as of 9 o'clock yesterday morning. The burn bans come in the wake of continued dry and windy conditions, with the latest U.S. drought monitor for Iowa out last Thursday, rating about two-thirds of the region in moderate drought and the remaining areas rated as abnormally dry. The majority of the burn bans went into effect last Thursday, with Hardin County in effect at 8 a.m., Winnesheet County at 8:30 a.m., Howard County at noon, Delaware County at 3 p.m., Floyd County at 4 p.m., and Bremer County at 6 p.m. Burn bans went into effect at 8 a.m. on Friday for Grundy and Buchanan counties, and at noon for Franklin and Clayton counties. As of 8 a.m. this morning, there were 14 county burn bans in effect in Iowa. More North Iowa news on the way on 95.1 The Bull.